ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मिलन की पावन संध्या वेला में तपस्वी गौरवशाली रत्न आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी का
इवनिंग ऑफ अव्यक्त मिलन विद बाप दादा। वी वेलकम ब्रदर सूर्य भाई जी।
आप अत्यंत लोकप्रिय अनुभवी
यू आर लव्ड बाय एवरीवन। यू आर इंटरनेशनल फिगर एंड यू सर्व बीइंग योग युक्त। हिज सर्विस इज बेस्ड ऑन हिज स्पिरिचुअल एंडेवर।
चैनल और विभिन्न सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म पर विश्वभर प्रसिद्ध है भाई जी।
ही इज वेरी फेमस
तपस्या की कहानी है
ऑन पीस ऑफ माइंड एंड अदर चैनल्स।
दुनिया की
यू आर द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ लव इन दिस प्रीमाइसेस ऑफ मधुबन। हाउ टू बी पीसफुल यू शोड अस दैट वे एंड लॉट ऑफ वेलकम टू ब्रदर सूरज भाई जी। एंड प्लीज शेयर योर थॉट्स ऑन हाउ टू डू अव्यक्त मिलन। थैंक यू।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज का दिन सभी ब्रह्मावत्सव के लिए
टुडे
बहुत बहुत मूल्यवान
इज अ वेरी इनवैल्यूएबल डे फॉर ऑल ब्राह्मिन्स। Everyone have some or the other great experiences with Baba today as well. Let's have a thought on one thing. It is such a beautiful confluence age. We all fortunate souls have received this beautiful opportunity and you imbibe this along with me that God is with you. Such a time will never come again in all four ages. Now God is in front of us and He is accompanying us. So imbibe this thought in yourself every day in the morning. You remember that I am not alone. God Himself is with me. And that is why we will become powerful and the life will become easy. Today, everyone has to create thought that we have to live our life very easily in this confluence age, which is end of 5,000 years. Only then we will enjoy this time. Baba has made us stand on the battlefield. And Baba says in the Murli every day that we have to conquer vices. Let me tell you one method which will help you. It will help you conquer lust and anger every day once. Do it in the morning before 6 o'clock. If you do it at 4, it is best. I have to conquer Maya, and that is for that. When we became Baba's child, when we accepted Baba, when He accepted us, when He put His hand over our head, when he gave us the blessing of being victorious, with that he also transferred all his powers to us. We have all godly powers, and with that we are able to conquer Maya. Let's experience this for 1 minute. Let's have a drill. Bab Dada is in front of me. He is mine. Baba put his hand over my head. And he said, "Child, be victorious. Be conqueror. You conquer. May you conquer Maya. And with his hand, he gave all his powers to me. All the powers are getting into me from his hands. Om Shanti. This is a very small drill, and it will awaken us every day. And we will not feel that it is not easy to conquer Maya. Slowly by slowly we will have that feeling, we will have that intoxication that we have conquered Maya, every kalpa, and this intoxication is very important, that I am a victorious soul of every kalpa. With that, with this self-respect, the powers will be awakened that will make us victorious, and those powers will automatically keep us away from obstacles of Maya. Let's have a small experiment. Because these vices have made effect on our body as well, and that is why all physical senses remain active, they remain excited. Sometimes we should drink water after charging it, that I am a pure soul. Water can get vibration very easily. So you create this thought 3 times, saying water, and those vibration will reach water, and it will cool the physical senses. It will cool down the body, and when body will cool down, it will help us make ourselves, the soul, cool down as well. Again, we are receiving God's companionship in this confluence age. So if someone is poor, and if he has a company of someone very wealthy, his life becomes good as well. While we are receiving the companionship and cooperation of the almighty authority. As soon as to the extent that you have this awareness, you will have beautiful experiences. And Baba has given us very easy method that if you remember that Almighty Authority Himself is with me, then His powers will imbibe, then you will imbibe His powers. It was a very beautiful example. Let's say if you are passing by a very dense jungle in which there are wild animals, you are very weak, but you have 4-5 bodyguards who have guns, then you will be fearless. So Baba has said, okay, you are weak, but you stay in the awareness that Almighty Authority is with you, then you will not stay, you will not remain weak, you will be powerful as well. So if you stay in this awareness, there will be a lot of benefit, because whatever thoughts we have, there are vibrations all around us. So when you practice this, vibrations of powers will spread around you and everything will become easy. Many obstacles will be destroyed even before coming to you. So today, make a thought that I have to make my life easy, and for that you pay attention to few things in your house, in your family. There is a very small saying that one said and the other one accepted it, and there will be easiness. If we don't give regard to one another's thoughts, then there will be conflict. So to have harmony, if one says, the other one accepts. Second thing, in this confluence age, we have to make ourselves content. If someone is not content even after getting God, when would he be content? So it should not be that our desires should burn us all the time. And this is Baba's elevated version. Those who are content soul, the nature will provide them everything. You accept this. Those who are content, Baba has said, even more powerful than that, the powers will be attracted to the soul. This is the beauty. So you make yourself content. So this upheaval of mind that I want this, I want that, should be finished. In the physical world, in families, you have to take care of lot of things, but never forget this Baba's elevated version, which says, those who have wealth of knowledge would not have to work hard to earn physical wealth. Physical wealth will come running after you. it's not only about future that we will be very wealthy in the future, but in the confluence age also we will be full with physical wealth as well. Let's move on. So in the end of the iron age, you check yourself, why is our life not easy? By reaching at the end of iron age, the feelings have gone rotten. So if there are 50 people around you, you would say this one is like that, this one is like that. You change everyone with the attitude that these all are souls and they are God's children. Everyone is good. And you will see the vibrations around you will become alaukik, will become spiritual in your home or your business place, in your office, wherever you are. And wherever you are sitting, see all the souls of the world, that all the souls of the world are very good. Here all souls are playing their part. This is a very deep thing that Baba has said us. Everyone practice this. I have also imbibed this in my life, that all the souls are playing their part in the world. No one should be blamed for anything. So let's go to deep silence once again, and in you see hundreds of thousands of souls around you, all the shining stars, hundreds of thousands of those. You create a thought. All of these souls are children of God. They are mine. Everyone is very good. So you give blessing to everyone. Everyone should be benefited. May everyone be happy. May everyone get the super sensuous joy of this godly meeting. Every home is filled with love, peace and happiness. Everyone, Ganges should flow. Everyone is very good. Om Shanti. You have to have your feelings pure. You check yourself. There shouldn't be any animosity. There shouldn't be any selfishness. So you pay attention to that. In the end of the Iron Age, the reason for distress is money. That money is everything. So you check that we haven't made wealth everything. It's a very wrong belief, and that creates the fire of peacelessness, and that is why everyone make your feelings pure. Today is a very beautiful day. You create a thought. I have to make my nature easy going. So see everything with very easy nature. Baba has given us a deep knowledge of drama, and with it is not discussed or described in any scriptures. It is just mentioned in some scriptures, but it is like a salt in a sack full of flour. While Baba has given the depth of knowledge, depth of drama, so you keep these 5 points of drama with you. You note them down, you work on them. That people have the questions of why and what and how, looking at the situations around, that some think that why God is doing that. God is not doing anything. Whatever is happening to someone, it is the fruit of their action. So whatever is happening here is the truth. It is accurate. So there should not be the question of why and what. Drama is very accurate. There should not be any correction in the drama. Why this is happening to this one? Why is this happening to that one? The knowledgeable soul has the answers of all these questions, which will help you quieten your mind. And to the extent that your mind is peaceful, your mind will be powerful, brain will be powerful, because the power of brain decreases when you have too much thoughts. So you learn how to make your mind peaceful with the knowledge of the drama, and you make your life easy. We have to be easy yogi as well. So you note this down. Yoga is a very easy subject. In the scriptures, the definition of yoga is very complicated. Baba has said, you are a soul, just become soul. I am this, now you engage your mind to me, remember me. So whatever was the complexity of this, Baba has simplified everything. It is written in the scriptures that the meeting of soul and supreme soul is yoga, but they never mention how can we have this meeting, which Baba has simplified to us, and you create this thought, if we don't become a yogi, who else will become yogi? Those who have renounced everything, those who have Baba's knowledge, if such souls cannot become yogi, who else would be? You have to be yogi and a living lighthouse, walking and moving around. And there are few methods. One of them is, while walking and moving around, in between for a little bit of time, you keep this in your awareness that I am a lighthouse, might house, angel. The rays of light and might are spreading from my each part of the body. I am an angel of light and might house. With this practice, the whole world will be benefited. The vibrations of your place will become very powerful and spiritual. You remember this in between. Second easy and very powerful yoga. Now there will be traffic control song and we will practice this. The powers, the rays of powers are falling onto me like a fountain from Baba. You practice this walking and moving around. If you have a terrace or if you have a garden, you just walk around and practice this. Sometimes you practice that rays of purity are falling, sometimes rays of peace is falling, sometimes rays of powers are falling, and the vibration will become spiritual and we will sit in that practice. See on top the ocean, the sun of knowledge. The rays of powers are falling onto me like a fountain.
योग लगाकर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगाकर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
Raja Yoga. Let's know one more secret of Raja Yoga. After taking birth and rebirth, while coming down the golden age, your battery has discharged. But along with battery being discharged, the brain is also very weak. There is more, because of too much use, the powers of brain is decreased, and that is why some have experience where as soon as they try to go to the soul world, their head becomes heavy, and because the direct connection of this Raja Yoga is with purity. If we save our energy, then brain helps to concentrate on yoga. So never get disturbed with that. If you feel that I can't go to the soul world, because for that you need very peaceful mind. But if that doesn't happen, you practice being bodiless. It's a very lovely thing and very easy thing. So all of our spiritual endeavors are very simple. See yourself in the center of the forehead. See others also sitting in the center of the forehead. This is very easy, but also very powerful. Few days back, Baba said in the Murli how the Supreme Soul is sitting on the immortal throne of Brahma. Similarly, I, the soul, am sitting in the immortal throne of this body. See others sitting on the immortal throne of their bodies. So this will help you tremendously. So those who have not practiced, those who haven't experienced concentration, just practice this for 1 week. Just practice this for 1 week, that I am a soul, others are souls. All the waste thoughts will finish, because all waste thoughts comes because of our body conscious vision. When we have soul conscious vision, many waste will be finished. If your intellect is not stabilized, cannot stabilize in the supreme abode, you invoke Supreme Soul here, and it will be a very powerful experience. Always stay in the awareness that Baba is mine. He's my Baba. My is such a beautiful, meaningful word. Well, that is mine, that he is mine. Since Baba is mine, I have the right on him. So there are many intellectual people sitting in this gathering. Realize this, that I have rights on God because he is mine. You make him your friend as well. Now let's invoke Baba with the right. Take your intellect upwards. and see the Almighty Authority, the Sun of Knowledge, whose rays are spreading wide in all four directions. His aura is not small, it's very huge. See this. Now you say Shiva Baba with the right. Hey, my life, you leave your home and become our canopy of protection and see Almighty Authority, Sun of Knowledge, is coming down, spreading his powers in all directions. He came on my over my head. See him over your head. Almighty Authority as a canopy of protection. I am protected in his canopy. Remember today's versions. Those who have Almighty Authority himself, no one can do anything to him. Almighty Authority being the canopy. By seeing his rays of powers, Baba went back to his home. Om Shanti. This is also a very powerful method of yoga, and your sins will be destroyed. Seed stage yoga, fire of yoga, all are word for same stage, and the meaning of that is you stabilize yourself with Baba in one thought, and when the mind is peaceful, Baba's powers will be filled in us, and that will destroy our past sins and make us powerful. Baba is with us and we have right on him. In your life, so very important thing next, in your life, you learn how to take Baba's company. Whenever there is any need, whenever you feel that we are alone, you invoke Baba. These are very powerful words of Baba. You imbibe that in your heart. That children, God Bab Dada with 1,000 arms is ready to help you in all aspects, but it is seen that children don't think about the one with 1,000 arms but go for help with two armed people. Then Baba also think what should happen. He loves us so much. You realize that his full love is for his children. Those who are in the household, you know that your love is for your children. Your full love is for your children. So he loves us as well fully. He cannot see us in obstacles or in situations, problems. He tells us, I am ready to help you. There are two ways. Either we go to the subtle region, you talk to him, you say him, you tell him with the right, or you invoke Bab Dada here and you tell him with right that you want this help. So some children think that Baba is incorporeal, how can he help? But it's a very beautiful way that he would make someone or the other instrument and help you. So Baba is with us with 1,000 arms. So we connect to him and we call him, and we will see that he is connected to us. So he is God for the devotees, but for us he is our beloved Baba. You make him your godly friend as well. So when we say God, we sometimes get afraid and we stay away from him, but you make him your friend because he is yours. There are no rules and regulations there. You make him your good friend from today onwards. Yes, he is your father, teacher, Sadguru and parent, mother, father, but make him your friend as well. You feel him for sometimes in between, like start with 20 seconds, that Bab Dada is walking, holding my hand. He is my godly friend. Friendship relationship is very deep. So you call Baba with the right. Now let's go again with Baba in the subtle region, and we have to practice this every day. You create a thought, I am not here, I am in the subtle region where there is white light spreaded everywhere. There is supreme bliss. I am there. You see in front of you Bab Dada is sitting on the lotus seat. You see his beautiful form, the sun of knowledge is shining in the center of the forehead. Baba is giving me drishti. And while taking drishti, you give invitation to Baba. Baba, you come to me. Come to me down and see. Baba has hold our hand and we both are coming down on this world. We have reached our place. Bab Dada is in front. You feel his vibrations. His aura is very powerful and huge. His vibrations are filled inside me. Now, you tell him whatever you want to do. He is your friend, godly friend, and he will listen to you. He gave me drishti and he went back to his place. Om Shanti. This is how you invoke Baba and it makes our yoga easy. Mothers should invoke Baba in your homes in between. And you feel the vibration of spirituality in your home. When you go outside, you also invoke Bab Dada that come with me. You practice holding his hand once and then go out, because the time that is coming up is bringing new scene of the drama, and to face that situations we will need Baba's help in every aspect. So there are two other things. So there are things that have happened, that is happening and that will happen in this world, that we cannot change it and we have to accept it. And you don't disturb your mind in that. Whatever is going to happen will happen. This age will be transformed. Whatever you have expected, many other things will happen beyond your expectations. Also, give all your burdens to Baba. Practice this. Very deep, elevated version of Baba, at least 35 years ago, and imbibe that sentence in yourself. The Father who takes burden of the whole world, would he not take burden of his child? Feel it. You accept it. You practice giving him your burden and you become carefree. So what does human being feel? That you give your burden away and you feel light. Now everything should be managed now. So, but you give burden to Baba and you trust him. You make yourself very light. You have to be light is the symbol of knowledgeful souls. Don't become heavy in small things. You read Murli and whatever beautiful things come in Murli, you practice this in your life. You imbibe that. So whatever I have told you this in the morning, so it was such a beautiful thing that Baba said, that if a God is your companion, no one else can do anything to you. It's a very great statement. So all of you have come to this beautiful path. So at last you create this thought that I, the soul, is so fortunate. That when my journey of 5,000 years got finished, God Himself became our friend and became our companion. He said, "You are not alone. I am with you in this journey. You give me all your burdens." And he took all your burdens. So keep yourself in lot of happiness and intoxication. Though, and this is the time, if you souls keep yourself free from waste, you can do a lot for the world, because the life, our future life will not be for us, it will be for the world. We have to destroy their problems, situation, obstacles. Don't waste your energy by keeping busy in mundane things. So just listen to Murli, then practice, see Baba. And you see Dadiji's picture, and Bab Dada is sitting and speaking Murli through Dadi's mouth. When you see the video, and that time will become very beautiful and powerful. And with today's elevated version, you take one beautiful thing with you, that you can imbibe it, that will become memorial of your pilgrimage. So you make Baba your friend. Now let's go to the Almighty Authority in His own home, and we fill ourselves with His powers. Om Shanti.